Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Extension Livestock Market Economist Darrell Peel talking high corn prices and cattle in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
Earlier this week, we had the latest monthly WASDE, the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates from USDA, showing a drawdown of 50 million bushels of stocks of corn based on more exports, primarily to China. Tighter supplies of corn will support higher prices in the days to come. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel says with corn prices well over $5, some cases pushing $6, with no retreat in sight anytime soon, means that cost of gain for our feedlot cattle on the rise. And that will impact the cost of gain and break-evens for our feedlot cattle, also will impact feeder cattle markets as well.
You bet. You know, when we see these high feed prices, high corn prices, we know it's going to raise the cost of gain for the feedlots. You know, I like to point out to people that high corn prices doesn't mean that we're not going to feed cattle. The feeder cattle are out there. This year's supply of feeder cattle is already on the ground. So those cattle are going to come through the system. They are going to get fed. But for the individual feedlots, they're making decisions every week about, do I want to buy pounds or do I want to put more weight on lighter weight cattle in the feedlot? And obviously, as cost of gain goes up, they're going to be more interested in buying some of that weight from the country, if you will, and not put as much of that expensive feed in cattle. So we may see placement weights adjust a little bit. That might have an impact on days on feed and a limited effect on final weights as well. And so all of those factors will be playing out, and they really are going to show up in the feeder cattle market as we think about relative demand for different weights of cattle driven by those feedlot decisions will kind of change the way, the price relationships look in that feeder cattle sector.
So, Darrell, how much pressure might be brought to bear on our feeder cattle prices?
Well, there's a number of factors that go into this. You know, one of them, of course, is the overall price level for feeder cattle is likely to be pressured a little bit by high corn prices, at least in an all else equal world. If fed cattle prices are stable, should happen to be stable, then feeder cattle prices likely get lower with high grain prices. But again, within that feeder cattle complex, high grain prices would tend to kind of reduce demand for lighter weights relative to the heavier weight cattle. However, at this time of the year, the lighter weight cattle, particularly if you get down there low enough to be thinking about grass type cattle or, all the way down to the calves, seasonally we're seeing stronger prices. So I don't think we're seeing that corn price effect really showing up in the feeder cattle market yet. But as we go forward another 3, 4, 5 months, then I think we will see more of that effect get built into this market.
Darrell, one other factor out there that has supported our cash cattle trade, very strong wholesale box beef prices. Choice beef been really good here since the first of the year. This is in spite of the fact that we've still got quite a few restrictions on restaurants in some of our big population areas. How's that playing out right now? In other words, it seems like we've been able to overcome at least some of the restrictions on our restaurants when it comes to moving beef successfully to the consumer.
The more time that passes, restaurants have found ways to kind of overcome the challenges to some extent. We still have a lot of restrictions on inside dining, if you will, in a lot of areas. And it's wintertime, so farther north, it's outside dining is not an option, and all of those are factors. But I think that sector is already looking ahead to spring, a little bit better weather, and again, more potential for some of the restrictions to be lowering a little bit as we go forward.
Cattle market watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.